Lesson 4. A most valuable person. Success in the sports world can be painfully ephemeral. Athletes understand only too well that the crowd's adulation one day can turn all too quickly to rancorous jeers the next. But once or twice in a generation, a player emerges whose fame seems destined to last for as long as the game is played. In the annals of baseball, Roberto Clemente is one such athlete. Born in Puerto Rico in 1934, Clemente dreamed of playing professional baseball. As a child, it was evident that he was endowed with great natural ability, yet no one practiced the necessary skills with bat and ball more assiduously than he. Clemente hit the ball accurately and with ever-increasing power as he matured, and he moved with incredible speed between the bases and in the outfield. At 18, he signed his first professional contract with the Puerto Rican League. At 20, he signed with the Pittsburgh Pirates and played as a right fielder with them for 18 outstanding seasons. Clemente was often lonely in his early years as a professional. He spoke little English when he first came to the United States and found that this language barrier excluded him from the tightly knit groups that ballplayers form. He was further ostracized by the press, which would sometimes refer to him as the Dusky Flyer or the Chocolate-Covered Islander. A number of reporters seemed to find his less than perfect English comical and took a perverse pleasure in misquoting him. Not surprisingly, Clemente, who was proud of his heritage, frequently had altercations with the press and was chary of giving interviews. Unfortunately, this only earned him a reputation for aloofness. He never tried to ingratiate himself with the press. He had no need to, because as one outstanding season followed another, his record spoke for itself. In 1966, he became the first Latino ballplayer to be voted the most valuable player. In the 1971 World Series against the Baltimore Orioles, he batted .414 and was named the series' most valuable player. The next year he joined baseball's pantheon when his lifetime total of base hits reached 3,000, a feat achieved by only 10 other players. Clemente was committed to making a contribution to the island of his birth. Instead of taking off the winter months to relax, he returned to Puerto Rico year after year to play in the Winter League, thereby giving aspiring youngsters a chance to see their idol up close. He took a personal interest in talented young players, and under his tutelage, many went on to successful careers in the major leagues. Clemente also dreamed of creating a sports complex in Puerto Rico. He decided that he would devote his energies to this project after his retirement. But that opportunity never came. In December 1972, an earthquake shattered the Nicaraguan capital of Managua. Clemente at once organized a relief effort for the survivors. A decrepit DC-7 cargo plane donated for the operation was filled with food and medical supplies. Friends, worried about his safety, urged him not to make the trip, but he was adamant that his presence was necessary to ensure that the supplies were not diverted to the hands of the country's corrupt ruling clique. Shortly after takeoff, the plane lost power and crashed into the sea. No one survived. The following year, Clemente's number, 21, was retired by the Pirates, and Clemente received baseball's highest accolade, acceptance into the Baseball Hall of Fame. He was the first Latino player to be so honored. His dream of a sports complex was taken up by his wife, Vera. She worked tirelessly to make it a reality, and today, the Roberto Clemente Sports City occupies 304 acres in Carolina, the town where Clemente was born. Vera Clemente is its director, and more than 100,000 children enjoy its extensive facilities.